in an airport lounge in Denver waiting for a plane, and was there for hours, and all sorts of people walked past, like from every continent in the world. There were Chinese, there were Spanish, everyone. I tried to detect where they all came from. And I remember I had the question, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create so many different nations? What's the reason behind it? Why does it an African, why does it an Indian, why does it a Chinese? What's the reason? I came to the conclusion I have no idea. I have no idea. But for us, for Klal Yisrael, Ein Shum Sofek, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us. It's a Ramban at the end of Parshas Bo'i. We don't have any sfeikus or any lack of knowledge as to why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us. The Kavona Kol HaMitzvah, says the Ramban. The Kavona of all mitzvahs, Shenamin Belokeinu V'noida Elov Shehu Baranu. We are obliged, Al Pi HaTorah, to, through the mitzvahs, to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and thank Him that He created us. For He Kavonat HaYetzirah, and it's the original purpose of the whole creation. Maybe it means Goyim as well. She'ein lonu tam acha b'yetzirah v'shem. There's no other reason for the creation. Ve'ein lab elyoin chepetz betachtonim mevad she'yeda ha'odam. A man must know the yeda lelokov shevaro. And that's why we have shuls, that's why we daven aloud. All for one reason, to say b'yosecha anachnu, we are your creatures and you created us and we appreciate you and we thank you for everything that you've done for us. That is the kavana behind the creation of a Jew. But the goyim don't get there. We do get there. When it comes to a Yom Tov, each of the Yom Tovim highlight a different aspect of Hakoras HaToiv. Pesach, Yadua, Yetzias Mitzrayim, Shavuot, Matan Torah, Sukkot, Ananei HaKavod, Chanukah, says the Mishnah Berurah, in Tov Reish Ayin, base, says the Mishnah Berurah, is there for Hakoras HaToiv, Lahoidos or Lahalel. Let's go through and have a look. In other words, we have to understand what the tachlis of Chanukah is. We'll come on to the Bach in a minute, but let's understand what the tachlis of Chanukah is. Al HaNisim means the Nisim HaNistorim. Al HaPurkon means the Pidyon, the redemption of Klal Yisrael from the Sar in Shamayim. It's a Pidyon of Klal Yisrael. In other words, there was a Sar in Shamayim, there was a Kitrud, we'll see in a minute what the Kitrud was. Balagvurois means Nisim Geluyim. Balachuois means the daily Siyata Dishmaya that we have. Balamilchomois refers to the times of stress and difficulty. Shalsisa Laboisena Bayomim Hohein Bazman Hazer. The Ramchal picks up on this point. What does it mean Bayomim Hohein Bazman Hazer? Then the Ramchal, each of the Yomim Tovim, have a function to show us that the Luach is not historic. The Luach goes back and tells us an event that happened, but that actuality recurs again when it comes to that time of the year. So Bayomim Hohein means in those days, at the time of when the Nes occurred, Bizman Hazer, but also today as well. The Ramchal makes a point in Chelek Dalad, in Derech Hashem also, that the Kriyas HaTorah that we always have is Ma'oireh the Or of that Kedusha of that particular moment. That's the reason why we have Kriyas HaTorah at different times. It's Ma'oireh in Shemayim, the Or of Kedusha that we can draw and imbibe at the moment of that Yom Tov. So therefore, there is really a purpose in looking at Al HaNisim in two ways. Firstly, is to see what happened, what exactly is the HaKoras HaToiv, what is the Hodos HaLahalel at that time, and then to look Bizman Hazer, how we can perhaps apply it to our time today. And that's what I'd like to do, to bring out to you the two aspects of it. The first is what the HaKoras HaToiv, the Hodos HaLahalel, what happened, and secondly, is to bring it a little bit more current, so that we can appreciate what is the tachlis of the Yom Tov for us in our times. I'd like to go through, I've divided up Al HaNisim into 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different sections. Here's the first. B'yemei Matisyo ben Yochanan Kohen Gadol. Maybe before we begin, just let's give a little bit of a background. Why Hanukkah occurred, what happened. As you know, in the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, there was a Golas. Strange, it's called Golas Yovan, but it was in Eretz Yisrael. It was in Eretz Yisrael. It's a Golas inside Eretz Yisrael. What happened was that in the time of Alexander the Great, he had given Rishus for the Avodah and the Beis HaMikdash. Everything was allowed, but then along came Antiochus. He had different names. Epiphanes means the Meshuggah. He was a wild anti-Semite, and he instigated Layaleinu Treifas in the Beis HaMikdash, and he was out to be Mekalkel, the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael, we'll see in a few minutes, through annulling the Kedusha of Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Bris Mila, and he stopped the Karbonus, the Karbon Tomid. The intention was to create a Hellenist ideology in all of Eretz Yisrael. That's what Antiochus wanted to do. In reply to that, Klal Yisrael acted with tremendous Yisrael's Nefesh, which we'll see in a minute. And they awoken themselves in order to annul the Koyach of the Tumah, which Antiochus meant to bring over Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. The Bach explains what exactly had gone wrong. The Bach says that at the time in Tof Reish Ayin, in Shulchan Aruch, the Bach explains that the Kohanim had become, if we can say such a thing, hisrashlus. They became lax in their Avodas HaKodesh, and because of that, the Yevonim were able to overpower and take control. Their Kedusha of Klal Yisrael was limited, because Al Pi HaTeva, as we know, it's always Midah Keneged Midah. Since Klal Yisrael were lax in their Avodah, therefore, their Timos Kol HaShmonim. They annulled the Kedusha of the oil, the Shemen. The Yevonim were told that there's one Avodah which Klal Yisrael have, which if you can annul it, if you can annul the Avodah of the Menorah, then you'll be able to overpower them. And that's why they're Matana Kol HaShmonim. In reply, Chana and her seven sons and the Koyach of the Hashmonaim came and reacted against those Gezeiros and acted with tremendous Mesiras Nefesh. There is a Maimah of Rabbi Yeruchim. In Das Chochma Musa, Chelek Aleph, Tesvov, says Rabbi Yeruchim that the Derech of Hashkocha Prosis is the Derech HaTeva. According to the way we act, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mida Keneged Mida acts towards us. That's how the Yevonim took over, says Rabbi Yeruchim. But once the Hashmonaim came and acted with Mesiras Nefesh, and went Lamaila Min HaTeva, they did more than they could naturally do, so the response was, they had unbelievable success in their fight against the Yevonim, and that was a koyach of the Hashmonaim. They received, says Rabbi Yeruchim, unbelievable hashkocha potis lamaila min ateva. Five people against the Yevonim, the unbelievable battle, which we'll see in a minute. But midah keneged midah, Klal Yisrael were able to overcome al pi their hishtadlus. Since their hishtadlus was lamaila min ateva, therefore Klal Yisrael were able to overcome the Kach of the Yevonim, Al Pidei HaTeva. Now let's have a look at different sections of it. V'imei Matisyo ben Yochanan Kohen Gadol Hashmanu Ubanov. In the time of Matisyo ben Yochanan Kohen Gadol and his sons, the pre-tzaddik brings down, that Tzadik HaKohen explains, that in every time of Golas, the Geula comes about through individual leaders who act with tremendous Mesiras Nefesh. And because of that, the Mesiras Nefesh brings about an unbelievable geula. For example, Moshe and Aaron in Mitzrayim, Mordechai and Esther in Shushan, they acted with tremendous Mesiras Nefesh. Mordechai, as we know, sat at the gate of the Beis Anoshim. Moshe and Aaron went into continuing to Paro, which was tremendous risk of life. Similarly, says the Pritzadik, the names, Matisyo ben Yochanan, the names themselves reveal what was the Mesiras Nefesh. Matis Yol, they received a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ben Yochanan Kohen Gadol Hashmona Levanot. Yochanan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was Hanan. He gave Hanun, he gave mercy to Klal Yisrael, meaning the names are ma'oire us to see exactly what was their avodah. Their avodah was that they received tremendous Mesiras Hashkocha Potis because of their actions that they took. But Moshe Shmuel Shapiro, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, Rosh Yeshiva Be'er Yaakov, used to explain this Hashgacha Potis came about through the Mesiras Nefesh of Aaron HaKohen. Remember in Parshas Baal Oischa, the Ramban brings down that when it came to the time of the Chanukah Hanasiim, so Aaron was mitzta'ah that he wasn't included in the Avodah of the Nasiim. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, don't worry, you will receive a different Chelek of Avodah. So the Ramban asks the question there. But already Aaron had the schus of going into the Kodesh Kedoshim. Aaron brought the Ketores. Aaron had the Chavitin every day. What was he missing, Aaron HaKohen? Not the Avodah of the Menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. No, it refers to the Nes of Chanukah. He was rewarded with his great enthusiasm and zeal for Torah mitzvahs, so he was rewarded with the Yom Tov of Hanukkah, which was a gift to Aaron HaKohen, that even though the Beis HaMikdash was not Kayom, nevertheless, Klal Yisrael would receive an awe and a nace of the Geula in the time of the Yevonim. And that was the koyach of the Mesiras Nefesh of Aaron. He so much wanted to do the Avodah, and also the Hashmonaim. So Moshe Shmuel explained that this Nakuda of acting beyond the laws of Teva, that Aaron wanted so much to do the Avodah, and the Hashmonaim also, it was Ma'oireh Hashkocha Potis much more than what they could have received normally Api Derech HaTeva. That's the Pshat of why we say Matisyo Ben Yochanan Kodesh Hashmonei Banav. These people took over the control of the Golas, and the Gula came about because of their Mesiras Nefesh. Matisyo HaKodesh Baruch Hu the Pritzadik only says that they acted with Mesiras Nefesh. And that's why we received it. So the Gemara in Brachas, the Gemara brings down the Chu Chazu Mif'alos Asher Som Shamos Ba'oretz. See the Mif'alos, the wonders of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which He does in the world. Atrike Shamos Elo Shemos. The names reveal the Hashgacha towards the person. So they received Matnas Elakim and Chanan Elakim because of their Avoidah, says the Pritzadik. They themselves acted with Siras Nefesh. As we know, they went out to battle. But in our times, what's the Mesiras Nefesh in our times? In the end of the time of the Ikbas of the Mashiach, Pashtos, we have to come also with Mesiras Nefesh in our Avodah. Every day when we say Shema Yisrael, we say, that the Avodah HaKodesh has to be done with Mesiras Nefesh, with more effort, with more toil, more kavona. That's the Mesiras Nefesh which we have perhaps in our times. Baruch Hashem, we're not faced with a persecution like in previous years, but our response should be also b'mesiras nefesh. Bayamim ha'heim, they acted in that way, and therefore b'zman hazeh we also act with mesiras nefesh, and because of that we will be zeicha to see a geula from it only through mesiras nefesh. They acted in that way, and therefore we respond in that way in our time as well. I remember hearing once that in Schneider's yeshiva in London there were two bachrim who took on the role with great sacrifice. One bocher took on the role of going to collect the bread from Kaczynski's every morning to feed the yeshiva. He went out early in the morning, it was cold, and he went to look after the yeshiva. And the other bocher went to woke everybody up every morning, and he had Mesiras Nefesh to wake everybody up every morning. And the two were, the first one was Moshe Reichman, and the second one was Moshe Sternbuch. I remember I once sent it over in Toronto at a shir, and one of the daughters of Moshe Reichman was there. So she said at the time, yes, but my father would have wished he would have woken the Bachrim up instead of getting the bread from Kaczynski's. He would prefer to have the schuss of Moshe Sternbach than the schuss of what Moshe Reichman had, he said. That's what she told me afterwards. Because it was Moshe Nefesh, one for the Gashmis and one for the Wilkinis, and because of that, the Schar came about, because of that Mesiras Nefesh. Let's have a look at the next one. Kishomad Omda Malchus Yavan Harosharam Chisol Ashkicham Toyrosoch Labir Mechukei Vatzenecho. If you look on the other side of Alanisim, you see that the Gezeiros of Purim were much more violent, much more harsh. Lashmid LaRoigul Abed is Kalayodim. Here, there was a wishes of Ashkicham Toyrosoch Labir Mechukei Vatzenecho. It was much light, more subtle.
Purim was Kufani.
Ruchani, exactly. In other words, the gezeiros of the Yevonim were gezeiros against the ruchnius of Klal Yisrael. It was much more subtle, not so more mechuseh. There wasn't a Hitler here in the time of Antiochus, maybe wanted to be like one, but it was more to take away the kedusha of Klal Yisrael. I suppose in English we would call it, they went for the jugular, for the lifeline, the survival of Klal Yisrael. Perhaps there's a moshul which we can see from this, from the Medrash in Bereishis, which says that there were four rivers which came out of Gan Eden: Pishon and Gihon, Chidekel and Poras, four rivers. Pishon, there were four periods of Golas in Kara. Pishon refers to Golas Bovel. Pishon means to, like a bulldozer, to come in and devastate. That was Nebuchadnezzar and Bovel. Gihon is Al Gechonach HaSeleich, was the Rishus of Haman, like a snake, went cunningly and subtle. Chidekel, says the Medrash, was Yavon. We'll leave that a second. And Poras was Edom. What's Chidekel? What was Yavon? Chidekel is a mix of two words. Chad v'kal. Light and sharp. Light and sharp. In other words, to come in and to take out the lifeline of Klal Yisrael, the Kedusha, to the Gezeirus of Ruchnias. Like, I remember a Berg Gezeir Chazalik Yivacha once explained, a professional surgeon, a professional doctor, knows how to get in and get out without knowing that you were there. He goes in, it's light and sharp. That was the Gezeirus of Yavam, to take out the lifeline of Klal Yisrael, the Kedusha. L'ashkichon toyosor, l'avim me'chukei v'tzaynecha. In what capacity? In what way? Perhaps we can explain in this way. There's a Gemara in Nida, and the Gemara says, I want to bring this as an illustration of what Yavon would say and what the Torah answers back. At the end of the Gemara in Nida, the Gemara says that Yeshua ben Hananiah was asked by the Anshei Alexandria 12 questions. Three of them were questions in Chochmah, three in Haggadah, three in Boros were foolish, and three were Derech Eretz. So the Gemara says, what were the three in Derech Eretz? Ma yasa odom yechem. How does a person become a Chocham? Amar lehem yabu b'yeshiva v'yemai b'schoyah. In order to become a wealthy person, you have to spend a lot of time, to become a Chocham, you have to spend a lot of time sitting down in the Beis HaMedrash, v'yemai b'schoyah, not to be busy with money. Many people tried that below Hilulahim, and they never made a pet. They never became wise. In order to become a Tamil Chocham, you have to ask a Kodesh Baruch Hu, ki Hashem yiten Chocham mi pidas usvuna. Moshe leMelech b'sav adam she'osa sudah la'avada v'meshagel la'avad mi'mashe lafonav. Like a king gives out, a Kodesh Baruch Hu gives out Chocham. Ma'ika mashmona ha below ha lo sagia. One without the other, meaning effort and tefillah makes a person to a Talmid Chacham. One without the other is not enough. Yavon would say, you just have to sit and learn. There's no connection in Ruchnias. By us, in order to become a Talmid Chacham, you must make a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Dveikus in Torah. It's not enough just to know wisdom, to know the Chochmah of Torah. You have to understand a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We'll see in a minute. I want to show you a Maisa. Ma Yasa Odom the Yashia. How does a person become rich? Amalem Yabe Bischoira. You have to be busy in business, the Yisav Yitem Bemuna, and be honest in business. They said, Haba Osuke, many people tried that and they never they made a penny, they never made a dime, they were still poor. No, Elama Yabakesh Rachamim Mimi Shaha Kesef Shalo, Li Azob Liya Kesef. Meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives out money. Again, Yavon would say, well, you just have to be thrifty in business and subtle in business. Klal Yisrael would say, no, you need to have a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. There's Derech Eretz. Our Derech Eretz is different from the Derech Eretz of Yavon. Yavon's Derech Eretz is secular, is hishtadlus, effort. You have to work very hard to make a lot of money. In order to become a scholar, you have to study a lot. Ma yas odom yeh bonim hagunim. How does a person have a good family? Said the Gemara, marry a woman, an Isha Hagenes, a good woman. They said many people married good women, they didn't have good children. No, Yavakesh Rachamim. Always a person has to be Yavakesh Rachamim. You have to make a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the derech of Klal Yisrael as against Yavon. Yavon would say, purely secular terms, what you have to do is just simply make an effort. We don't. The effort must be combined also, hol b'la hol sagya. One without the other is not enough. And that's the lesson of Lahashkichom Torah. They wanted to take us away from the connection that we had with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let me bring down to you a Hakdama to the Zohar. There's a Maisa which is brought down that a non-Jewish philosopher asked Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, what is the meaning of the Pasuk when it says, Ki b'chol chachmei ha-goyim u'b'chol ma'chusam me'in kamoicha? Amongst all the nations of the world and all the kingdoms, me'in kamoicha, there's no one who can reach the Chochmah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Said the philosopher, the Diyuk meaning that in the goyim there, but in Klal Yisrael there is. Said the philosopher of Shema, in other words, what is the mile of HaKadosh Baruch Hu over the Talmidei Chachomim? If the Chachomim match HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not in the Chachomim of Umas Ha'olam, but in the Chachomim of Klal Yisrael, they're like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was the deal that the philosopher made. What do you think of that? Said the philosopher to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. It's a Hakdama to the Zohar. So this Reb Shimon Baichai answers philosophy and says, you're quite right. A person who becomes a Talmud Chacham is similar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Eliyahu and Elisha revived someone who was dead, and Yoshua stopped the sun, so he had a koichas like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're right. What does he mean? The Zohar brings down immediately afterwards the philosopher became a Ger, became a great Talmud Chacham. He was Yosef Katina. That's who he was, the philosopher. Reb Chaim Kamil, the Chazalik Livracha, asked a question. What did Reb Shimon Bayechai mean when he answered the philosopher? What did he mean to say that in reality a Talmud Chacham is like a Kodesh Baruch Hu? He meant like this. Reb Chaim Kamil explains like this, that in order to become a Talmud Chacham, you have to emulate the ways of a Kodesh Baruch Hu and become dovek to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. When they say l'hashkicham toi roser l'abim echukhe v'sanecha, is to remove the connection of the Dveikus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Masha'en kein by Yovan, all you have to do is the secular hishtadlus, not more than that. They wanted to take that away from us. But a person who becomes a Talmud Chacham does not because of the knowledge he knows, much more than that. He has to make a connection. Atochene l'odom das. Isn't that the what we say in the davening? You give us knowledge. It's not from the effort that I make in Torah. Isn't that what we say in the morning in the Bocha? Hashibeinu avinu l'soi v'socha v'kalbeinu malkeinu l'avoy d'osecha. Tshuva means coming close to Torah and v'kalbeinu malkeinu l'avoy d'osecha. And then we come hachzirenu b'sushu v'shleim alafonecha to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the way a person becomes a Talmud Chacham. Not just the knowledge. Yovan insisted all you need is secular studies to become a professor, become a doctor. But the Hashkicham to yourself is to remove the Ruchnias and just keep to the secular hishtadlus which a person makes. I remember once reading that the Michel Ber Weissmandel, who was the big Matzil during the war, was famous for finding Kisvei Yad, and he knew that there was a certain Ksav Yad in the Bodleian Library in Oxford. So he went to Oxford and he went to look up a certain Kisvei Yad, and there was a professor in the library who evidently knew Kol Talmud Bavli, Yerushalmi, Rambam, Klor, like fully, absolutely a non-Jew, a professor there who knew Bavli and Yerushalmi and Rambam completely, and he was astonished how a person can be learned like that. Said the Michel Ber, does that mean to say he's called a Sar HaTorah? No, he had no ruchnius to it. He came to Torah in a secular way, through the non-Jewish way, through the hishtadlus.
Academic
Torah. Rabbi Saul Salant was once asked by a group of people that he should create a yeshiva where they would make rabbonim. The purpose is to make rabbonim. And Rabbi Saul Salant recognized that this was going to become like an academy of Torah and not a yeshiva. And they said, you will become the head of it, and you can direct it. And Rabbi Saul Salant said, no. This is an academy. Torah is not an academy. Torah is in yeshiva. And you need the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Isn't that what we say every morning as well when we daven? In Abba Rabba, Avinu Malkeinu Avraham Rachimayinu, B'sein B'libeinu L'Havinu L'Haskil, Vishmai Limo Adul Lamei, Vishmai V'L'Asot U'Kem Es Kodei Sabmater Sabiab, V'Hoi Erei Nein, you ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, light us up. You don't grow in Torah just by knowledge. You grow in Torah by a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what Reb Shimon Bar Yochai was telling the professor. You're right. Eliyahu was like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yoshua was like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They each had koichas with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To become dovuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu means that's the derech of Torah. Without that, you don't become close. That's the message which is behind it here. Yovan wanted to make it purely secular. L'ashkicham toi roser l'abim echukhe v'tzoynecha, to take away v'tzoynecha. They wanted to make it secular. How do we do it in our times? I think it through tefillah. In our times, to make sure that you don't treat Torah as a study, as a secular study, it had to always be with dveikus. Torah must have tefillah with it. Without tefillah, it just becomes, or it could become, almost secular. I remember reading about once the Chazon Ish, when he was learning a sugya, and he didn't understand it. He stood there and davened a kapitel tilim in the middle of his learning so that he would have siyata d'shmaya in order to understand. V'tzoynecha, Torah needs a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and without that, a person doesn't have the true dveikus in Torah that we're referring to. In our times, perhaps, Bismanenu, the greatest problem we have, I think, is from the electronic age of the computers, which pulls a person away from the real connection of Dreykus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I remember once I was asked by Mendel Weinbach, it didn't work out, but he wanted to set up a program for boys from England to come before they go to university, to make a program for 1 year in Or Samer. It didn't work out in the end, but he said to me the following. He said to me, you'll give them during the day Gemara, Rashi, you'll learn with the Mishnah Berurah, and you'll learn with them the Rabbeinu Yonah, Masilas Yeshayim, but you have one major problem. The problem is in the evening they get back into the dormitory and they open up their laptops, and who knows where they are. In other words, the influence computer, machashev. In other words, in our times, a person can mix together the koichos of Torah with the koichos of Yavon, and in the Beis HaMedrash you can even have, or as the Beis HaMedrash, you can have also the koichos of Yavon there as well. And that's the problem. Bizmanenu, we have a major problem of the computer and the electronics which pull you away from Metzoynecha, from Metzoynecha Kodesh Baruch Hu. Through Tefillah, a person can Me'orah himself. Without the Tefillah, it could become a secular noise. A person has to daven Apochenin Odom Das in order to create a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Baker. That's number two.
Nowadays,
we're talking about that in our house on Shabbos. We were discussing that. Do you feel Bovel anymore? Not so much. Do you feel Golos Poras anymore? You don't feel it. Do you feel Golos Yavon? Yes. Golos Yavon is still with us now. Inside the Beis HaMikdash, I think that's the Peshat, when it says, Yafel Akim Le Yefet, V'yishkoim Ba'ohalei Shem, V'yishkoim Ba'ohalei Shem. Remember the reward that Noach gave to Shem and Yafes when they covered him over. So, the reward was that they would both have Yofi. Shem had Yofi, which is the Yofi of Torah, and Yavon also had Yofi, Yafel Akim Le Yefet. And that connection of Yofi is inside the V'yishkoim Ba'alei Shem. Someone once asked me, I gave a shiur last week in Rechavia, so a woman came over to me and said to me, why is Yofet inside the Beis HaMikdash? Yafet Akim V'yishkoim Ba'alei Shem. Why is Yafet inside it? Inside the Beis HaMikdash you have Yavon. Pashtus, it means the Netiyah towards, there's a Netiyah of Yavon being together with Shem. The Yofi comes together. You have to be very careful to separate, make sure you have the separation between Yefet and Shem, and make sure it doesn't come in, creep in, because it's a danger in our time. Yeah, the last one, that's another one, that's the number five. Ken. Aval Edom, you do feel today. Poras, you feel. Pashtus. You know, that's what he's saying, that we still have today the influence of the Greek culture. No question, Aristotle and... But science and art and sport and architecture and drama, all these things are influence of Yafet, which come into our culture as well. And that's what... When a person learns Torah in our times, you have to be very clear of your aim, not just to know the knowledge, but to have a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Reb Shimon Bar Yochai said to the professor, to the philosopher. You have to be careful that you have a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, otherwise you're like the professor in Oxford. You know the knowledge, but you don't have the basis to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the pshat in the posit when it says, but in Klal Yisrael there is, because the Talmud Chacham is similar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He does have the similarity because he's capable through his debakers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. El Bavecha. You need that internalization. Without that you don't get there. Let's look at the next one. The Ato Barachamech Rabbim Amadu Lohem Be'ez Tzorosom Rav Tois Rivon Dan Tois Dinom Nokam Tois Mikmosom. What is being meant here? The Gaon brings out in Yeshaya that when you have a din, you have three parts in the din. You have the pleadings, each side talks, then you have the actual din, the psak din, and then you have the oinesh at the end. In other words, in this case, because of the Mesilas Nesher of Klal Yisrael, Rav Tois Rivam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did everything for us. You did the pleadings in Shomayim. You looked after Klal Yisrael because they came towards him. Dantois dinam, at the time of din, you gave the din for the Hashmonim. Now Kamtes Nigmosim, and you acted. You see from that Klal Yisrael was totally dependent on the Siyata Dishmaya Kodesh Baruch Hu, and that's the way it swayed over from Golas Yavon into our times and into our generation, meaning in our times our Geula is also comes from directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, V'atoy Srivim Dantoy Srivim Bayamim HaHeim Chanukah came about through the Koichos of the Hashmonaim. In our times, in the Ikbas of the Mashiach, I'd like to show you in Peruk Kufkof Dalet in Tehillim how in our times we're totally dependent also V'atoy Barachamech HaRabim. Without your help, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we'll never be able to overcome this din of Golas. If you remember in Peruk Kufkof Dalet, Luli Hashem Shahayalanu Buk Yamano Yisrael, Klal Yisrael will stay. Rav Chaim Vital says this Peruk is talking about the times of Ikdus of the Mashiach. If it wouldn't be HaKadosh Baruch Hu would save us, Adai Chaim Belonu Bachoyis Afamonu, they would swallow us alive. Adai Maim Shatofon Nachara Anoshenu, the Gezeiros of the Umas Olam, in particular Yishmael, they would swallow us alive and eat us alive. And then at the end, Baruch Hashem Shalonas on the Tzitzit, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not hand us over to them. Nafshenu Kitzipa Nimrata Mipacha Yogshim. Our lives are like in a hunter's trap. We're in a trap, a dead end, a cul-de-sac. We can't escape it. HaPach Nishma V'anachli Limnotnu Ezreinu B'Shem Hashem Oysa Shalayim Boret. And therefore in our times as well, that's in particular the Koyach of Tefillah, a person is Me'oire himself to the Siyata Dishmaya that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives. And that is the Koyach of the Geula in our times. Well, Chaim Vital says Peruk Kufkof Dalet is talking about the goddess Yishmael. Lule Hashem Shohayalanu. Like I wanted to say in the time of Yavon, the Atoba Amadu Tolehem, you did everything. Similarly, in our times, a person has to recognize that our Geula will also come about through the Siyata Dishmaya. Mosalto Giboyim Biad Chaloshim, Rabim Biad Ma'atim, Utameim Biad Tahirim, Ushoim Biad Tzadikim, Bezeidim Biad Oiske Soiro Secho. What's the Nakuda of Lahodos Lahalel in this section of Al HaNisim? What is Bayamim HaHeim? What was the Lahodos Lahalel here? Look at all these terms. I wanted to suggest the following. Masata Giboyim Biad Chaloshim. I think I saw it once in the writings of Rav Chaim Kamil as well. He also writes about this. Giboyim Biad Chaloshim, that's a very weak pose. Rabim Biad Matim. These people are very low. They don't have koyach of their own. They are isolated. This isolation of ma'atim, chaloshim, tameim, tahoyim is few in number and a low profile. Meaning that you remember the time when Yaakov Avinu in the parsha last week, and when Vayivose Yaakov Levada, he was alone. The koyach of being alone is the koyach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'nizkav Hashem Levadoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu stands alone. Similarly, by Klal Yisrael stands alone. Few in number and weak in strength, but nevertheless, the Levadoi is the koyach of Klal Yisrael. Yaakov stood against the Malach, Behe'ob Koyimah, when he struggled with him. When Klal Yisrael struggle with the Umas Ha'olam, they are Levadoi, alone. HaKadosh Baruch is alone, and that's perhaps an extension of the idea that going close to HaKadosh Baruch with the Vekas, a person can overcome the loneliness, the isolation which Klal Yisrael have in the time of Golus. And therefore in our times as well, a person perhaps is faced with the same concept that his isolation is Lamaisa, his Yeshua. I think that's very much in our times, but we have tremendous bedidut. Klal Yisrael. Where do we see that from? Here the Yavonim, the Hashmonaim were few in number and very a low profile. They weren't many. But that isolation is like HaKadosh Baruch Hu's isolation. Nizkav Hashem Levado, Vayivosa Yaakov Levado. Rabbi Yochan has a maimon on that. I think that's the pshat in the Peruk Kuf Mem Beis in Tehillim. The Sipona says that Peruk Kuf Mem Beis in Tehillim is talking about Ikbas of the Mashiach. David HaMelech was in the cave by himself. He was in the cave, and when he was alone in the cave, you want to open it? It's too hot. Yes. Habet yomin urei ve'ein li makir. I'm alone, said David HaMelech. Abad bonos mimen, ein doresh l'nafshi. No one is looking after me. No one in the United Nations looks after, maybe just America, but in tremendous isolation. No one is there for them.
Mm-hmm.
And that is Kali Yisrael in the times of Ikkis of the Mashiach. Like the Yavonim, the Chashmonaim against the Yavonim were alone and isolated. Similarly in our times, we're also, like David HaMelech in the Ma'orah, is Kali Yisrael in the times of Ikkis of the Mashiach. Alone and isolated, but nevertheless, through that is the strength. Do you remember in the Shia in Mabein HaBachai, if you come on Shabbos, we discussed a few weeks ago that when Yaakov Avinu was given the bracha, "B'hoya ka'afar ha'oretz," he'll be like Afar ha'oretz. So Rabbeinu Bachai said, mm-hmm. the survival of Klal Yisrael is their shiflus, is their loneliness, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a bracha. It becomes from their low profile. Once Klal Yisrael in Golus make a high profile, so they lose the connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the anova and the shiflus. That's what you see here also. So low profile, people sit in the base of Medrash. They were not Giboyim, they were not strong people. They had Siyata Dishmaya. Through their Anova, they generated the Siyata Dishmaya. This last section of that, just let's go what we do. The first section is the Messiah's Nefesh of the leaders. The second section is the secular Hishtadlus, which Yovan tried to create in Klal Yisrael. The third is totally dependent on Siyata Dishmaya, or Madat Olehem, you stood for them. Mosata Giboyim Ve'at Choloshim is the profile of Klal Yisrael. All these are aspects of Lahodos or Lahalel that we recognize by Yomim Hohen Bazman Azeh. But look at the last section here. What comes out of this last section here? There was a tremendous Yeshua for Klal Yisrael at the time of Yovan. Yeshua Gedolah. From what? What was the Savior from? From being destroyed by the Yavonim. So Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, if you want to have a look at a beautiful Maimah for Chanukah, have a look in Sichas Musaf Reb Chaim. I think it's Maimah Tes Zayin, when he asks this question. It's a beautiful question. The Gemara says, "My Chanukah." What is Chanukah? The Tana Rabbonim. B'kofei b'kislev, yomid ha-Chanukah, 8 days, not to fast on it, not to have a hesped on it. K'shenitznu yivolim ha-Hechol, timoiz kal ha-Shmanim, ha-Hechol. U'k'shegobo ma'chus yovan, ma'chus beis ha-Shmanai, v'nitzrum, and they succeeded against them. Bodzku v'loi motzu, ela pach echad shal shemen, shal haya munach b'choy somen shal kohen gadol. They found one pach of shemen. V'lo haya bo, ela lahadi yom echol. Na'ase boi neis, what was the Hodos HaHalel going on the war against the Yavonim or against on the oil? It's apparent it's coming on the oil. Really, the real Yeshua was Fulkan Kehemazay, was the war that they. So why is it the Pach HaShemen the most important aspect of Hanukkah? Why? Ask for Chaim. No, here it says what it says here. Vikunez Bachatzos Rishecha. What is Lahodos HaHalel going? The Shimcha Gadol, because of the Pach HaShemen, not because of the war. It's mashma here, Lahodos HaHalel is going on the Shemen, not going on the war. Ask Reb Chaim, but really that was secondary. The Pach HaShemen was just a nace which occurred. But the real Yeshua came about in the fight against the Yavonim. So what was the real nace of Hanukkah? Surely it was the war against the Yavonim. The Pach HaShemen was like a treat HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them, the Pach HaShemen. What's the next? Ken, Abal, al ma nachu kovim lahoydos olahalo. No, it's mashma, says Reb Chaim, it's mashma on the shemen lahoydos olahalo. So he asks why. He answers from this week's parasha, in the parasha of Yosef. When Yosef was taken down to Mitzrayim, and he was sold, it was a tremendous trauma for him. And the Chazal say that when he went down, the Arabs, the Shemelim, who were sold to, were bringing besomim, the beautiful smelling.
Instead of Neph. Yeah.
Instead of Neph.
Yeah.
What's so great about that? I mean, Seder, what's so... So he shouldn't have the tzar of having a bad smell going down. Ask for Chaim, makes it such a difference to Yosef in such a situation? No. HaKadosh Baruch wanted to show Yosef, Imoy Anoichi Betzora, don't think that you're neglected completely. Said Reb Chaim, it's like a caress on the cheek, a kiss on the cheek. Don't think in the time of Choshech that you're completely lost. You're not. I'm with you, and that's why the Besomim were there. It was an unnecessary nace, but it's a sign of love. When you have an unnecessary nace, it's a simon of the Ava. towards a person. He brings a few examples. David HaMelech. Remember David HaMelech when he killed Goliath? No, but he didn't have that tzar. He didn't have the tzar of a bad smell. And you lo yodeh, aber hatzar hazeh lo hayalo. Lama? Tzarich hazeh? Zeh lo chashuv. No, it showed the avah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to Yosef. And he brings a few examples. Do you remember when David HaMelech killed Goliath? So he hit him on the forehead, and instead of falling backwards, he fell in front. Why?
I know why.
Shteim esrei amos. He won't have to walk 12 amos to cut off his head. He'll be there right in front of him. Nah, David HaMelech can't walk 12 amos. No, to show him the chavivus of it. He brings another example by Avraham Avinu. Mishom tira es ha'oretz. Yoma v'tzafayna v'negba. You'll see all of the land of Eretz as well. Says the Arachayim, from there we learn that Avraham Avinu did not have to turn around. And this happened, and he saw all of Klal Yisrael in one direction. He didn't have to turn around. Well, he couldn't turn around to show the chavivus to the tzaddik. He brings another example by Yocheved, when Basia asked for a woman who would nurse Moshe. So she said to him, "Va'ani atein eschora." What happened in the end? The mother received a reward for nursing her child. Which mother receives payment for nursing her child? Elamai. That was the unnecessary nis. From these unnecessary nisim, you realize the chavivos that Klal Yisrael has in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that, says Rav Chaim, is the nis of Chanukah. You're right. Perhaps the nitzochan in the milchama was greater when you look at nisim. But the Pach HaShemen showed the chavivos in Golas for Klal Yisrael. And that's what it means when it says, to show the connection that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to Klal Yisrael came through the Shemen, the Dveikus, and the Chavivus. It was like a stroke on the cheek. To show. No, a milchama lo haya. Mashma lahoida salahal is going on the shemen. Ikan neis was the shemen. Why? To show the chavivus in golas. That's why. You're right. The nitzochen was very great, but don't neglect that sweet smell of the besomim. Don't neglect the neis of the shemen, which showed how much chavivus Klal Yisrael had in front of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why the Kavu B'Shemana Tumei Chanukah Eilu. The semel of Chanukah is the Menorah, because that's the Or, that's the Kedusha, and that's the Dveikus to our Kadosh Baruch Hu which comes out. And that's what we have to take out. These are the Limudim by Yomim HaHein Bezman Hazeh. In our times, where do we see the Dveikus? I mean, just in the last 100 years, the enormous Holocaust, the tragedy of the Holocaust. But after that we got Eretz Yisrael. Klal Yisrael in America made a lot of money, but that's called a caress on the cheek in Golas. We're still in Golas. This is the place where I'm not talking about one second. There's a place for Klal Yisrael to come after the war. You're right, it's not exactly the way it should be, but there's a place for Klal Yisrael to be after the war. The wealth of Americans to support all the yeshivas. All the yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael are bursting full. All of the Makomos are very successful. And I remember in Lakewood, I remember I was in the house of the Manahel of Lakewood Yeshiva. Mordechai Hirschgruetz, he told me that every year the Chazorim and Lakewood have to provide maybe 3 or 4 new classes. Mm-hmm. It's enormous numbers. That's a Latifas Lechi, this man of Golas. You see that Klal Yisrael are being looked after, even though it's just in the time of Golas. Even after the Shoya, nevertheless, you see in our times that we're able to live in Eretz Yisrael. It's a time of Golas. It's Golas in Eretz Yisrael. But these are things which are by Yomim HaYim Bizman HaZeh. Bizman HaZeh, we see the caress that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to Klal Yisrael. I remember once in Har Nof, Steinman, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, is your site this week. So Steinman came to the yeshiva on Katzenelle Bogen, Rav Silver's yeshiva, and he spoke and follows. He said, "You have no idea how many times they make plans to blow us up or to commit a terrorist attack. You have no idea how many times we're saved from it. I know because they come and tell me," he said. "I'm telling you, numerous times it doesn't succeed. They try so many times to do something and they're caught at the last minute. The pigua doesn't work, but the number of nisim which occur to Klal Yisrael, even in the time of Golus, is phenomenal. I remember. I was in at the time of the Gulf War. The time of the Gulf War, if you weren't here. I mean, the Gulf War, all the 39 missiles all went on. One person, I think, was killed in outside B'nai Brak. I think he had a shot that sold traces. No, one person was killed. 39 missiles which come over. That's an incredible name. That's a Latifas Lechi at the time of Great Churban. I think in the last war in Gaza, no, soldiers saw the rockets come over into Tel Aviv and go into the sea. And they say that they saw the rockets go into the sea. They came over and they were directed out into the sea. Unbelievable. Latifas Lechi in the time of Golas. It's a time of difficulty, but you see the Yeshua. That's by Yomim Ha'im Bizman Azeh. What we have to do, the Hodos of Halil in our time, is to see in our period of time how much Chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us, which are perhaps nisim which come to show the Chavivus of Klal Yisrael in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we have in our times, and that's the lesson which we should take from it. These are some of the points, the 5 points. The first is the Mesiras Nefesh of the leaders. The second is the secular hishtadlus. The third is HaKadosh Baruch Hu did everything. The fourth is the loneliness and the isolation, which in reality comes out to be Yeshua for Klal Yisrael. And the last one is the caresses from each of the nisim. So when you say Al HaNisim on Chanukah, try and think of each of these. By Amin Hahein Bizman Azeh, and then you'll have more kavona when you say Al HaNisim, I hope.